We're talking with the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt. Administrator Pruitt, glad to have you back in Oklahoma, at least for the day. And let's just jump right in. One of the key things that are so important to agriculture, the work you're doing regarding the waters of the U.S., the WOTUS rule, I know that you're working to try to roll it back. Where do we stand on that?
Well, good things, Ron, in the sense that it's good to be in Oklahoma. It's good to see the family over the weekend and obviously see good friends here at the Capitol and in Oklahoma. But as far as the WOTUS rule is concerned, what folks need to understand is we're on the pathway to undoing, rescinding the previous rule, which is needed. Clarity is needed in the marketplace. We have a stay against that previous rule. Farmers and ranchers, landowners across the country need confidence that that old rule is not something that's ever going to go into effect. So we've begun the process to withdraw, rescind that rule. And then second to that, Ron, we'll begin the process to provide a definition that fits the Clean Water Act and the jurisdiction of the EPA and not trying to displace state authority and also engage in a power grab with respect to that issue.
I know that as Attorney General, you talked a lot about the need to get stakeholders involved. Is that your hope?
Absolutely. In fact, we're going to have a robust federalism component as far as having voices and comments through that process to help us understand what, you know, continuous surface connection equals with respect to wetlands. What does a continuous flow of water actually mean, as Justice Scalia talked about in his opinion in the Rapanos decision? So we want to move this process to where there's objective criteria. That's what's expected. You know, people at the local level need to know that the EPA is not the first stop with respect to land use, whether it's farming and ranching, oil and gas, building subdivisions. And as you know, under the previous administration, it was a power grab where they came in and had such an enlarged definition that the puddles and dry creek beds and the first stop of jurisdiction was going to be Washington, D.C. That's not the way things should be.
Time frame on working all this through with WOTUS?
I mean, the goal is to have something out. I've actually challenged my internal team to get rules through the process by the end of this year, no later than the first quarter of next year, on that rule to actually provide the definition. They're hard at it.
Tell me a little bit about your move to back to basics that you've talked about. You talked about that in Pennsylvania coal country. How does that relate to agriculture?
Yeah, when you think about the core mission of the agency, I think we've lost our moorings insofar as there are air quality issues, Ron, and there are water quality issues that cross state line. And there's much work to be done. You mentioned Superfund in land remediation. 1,322 sites across the country. Some sites like the Port of Portland in Chicago, some sites there in Montana, some of the most pristine areas of the country, those sites have been on that national priority list for 30 to 40 years. That doesn't sound like much of a priority to me, Ron. So getting back to the basics means that we take affirmative steps to improve air quality, water quality, but also deal with land remediation in the Superfund area with objectives and metrics in mind, setting goals. 40% of the country today is in non-attainment with respect to air quality, about 122 to 140 million people. We need to do better than that. And the past administration, by the way, didn't do much to address that. They didn't do much to address the Superfund sites, didn't do much to address water quality as it relates to the state partnership that you and I have known for years. And so that's something that we need to get back to the basics in that regard. EPA originalism is what I've called it, making sure that core mission is addressed, but also partnering with the states, recognizing that people in Oklahoma care about the water they drink and the air they breathe, and we're going to partner together for good outcomes.
At this point, as you look at those type of things, how quickly are you continuing to work to try to get your team fully in place at the administration?
Well, lots of effort going into that, and I think every agency, every department is going through similar challenges. It just takes a lot of time. I think there's over 4,000 positions that are being filled that the Senate actually is involved in confirmation. There are many that aren't Senate confirmed, but even those take some time. The keys, I think, initially are trying to get regional administrators in place. Those are not Senate confirmed, but getting leadership in those regions, those 10 regions we have across the country, that has a worldview and a commitment consistent with what I've shared with you this, you know, just now is important. And I think we're moving very quickly, hopefully, to address that.